a child that you hadn't seen in a while, and the child was bigger, taller, you might say, "My, how you have
growed."
And he'd say, "Well, last year I really," and talking about, he was talking about himself and talking about getting taller, he'd say, "Well, now, yeah, last year I really
have grown."
What did they call a child that would be born to an unmarried woman?
Bastard. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Now, your brother's son, or well, no, like Junior. Junior would be your
nephew.
Now, a child that's lost both its father and mother would be called
orphan.
And a person that the court would appoint to look after
foster parents.
Have you ever heard them call it, have you ever heard of a guardian?
Guardian, mm-hmm. But now that's not one, where that their parents are dead, is
it? Oh, that's not the same then. That would be,
is it?
I don't know. That might
That'd be a lot of times where people's not capable of taking care of
themselves. Taking care of themselves. Now, all the people that are related to you would be your
kinfolks.
And if a person had the same, like another person was named Mitford or Sturgill, one or other, and you might say, "Now, she's got the same name as I do, but she's no
kin."
Now, a person that came to town, that moved to town, nobody had ever seen that person before, you'd say that person was a
stranger.
And this next part is just about names, different names. Now, George Washington's wife was named
Martha. Is that right?
Yes. Now, this one is it's a nickname for Helen, and well, like there's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines,
Helen,"
and then there's a nickname for it. I don't know if this was ever a common name. Did you ever hear the name Nellie around here?
Oh yeah, Nellie.
Yeah, you've heard that. Now, how about? Oh, I know, a goat, a male goat. People call it a
billy goat.
And Would they name children that name, Barry?
Oh, yeah, Billy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Our first name's William. It'd be shorted for Bill.
And then they would short it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what about, I know you know this one, because we had a Bible school lesson about it last night. The first book of the Gospels is
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school would be called a
school teacher.
Have you ever heard much around here the name Cooper?
We've got some Coopers now.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had, let's see, if your father had a brother named William, you'd call him
Bill, uh-huh, most of the time.
Now, if you were addressing him and using the word uncle with it, you'd say you'd call him
Uncle Bill.
And how about if his name was, if you, he had a brother named John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
Now, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Have you ever heard people use the, in talking about people that weren't too good at something, have you ever heard them call them jackleg?
Yeah, oh yeah, Dad called it. Oh, I've heard that word all my life.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
How would they use it usually? I mean, referring to,
Well, Dad would use that as for preachers.
For preachers?
The most of the time it'd be one, it'd come in, you know, and oh, he'd be just it. And then Dad'd say, "That's some kind of old jackleg preacher." And memories of our life and talks. Now, we've laughed and talked more since Easter,
uh-huh,
about things and them things that bother me and all, and, you know.
She had to kind of take it easy more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, see, she stayed up here 6 weeks.
That's right. She stayed up here for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Now, a person that would be a commander of an army would be a
captain.
And in higher up even than that.